Good morning, Goshen County. This is Jeff Hawes with Eastern Wyoming College, and we're here back for another excellent program, and we have two special guests in our room today, and we're going to start off with Dr. Ellen Kreger, who is here with Brandon Patterson, and we're going to talk about an opportunity Brandon had just this past fall. Good morning, Dr. Kreger.
Good morning, Goshen County and Dr. Hawes.
Well, before we jump in, we're going to come back to Dr. Kreger in a minute, but with Brandon, let's just chat for a second. And you had a special opportunity this past year to be involved in something special, and can you talk a little bit about that?
So in February, I went down to Cheyenne to go watch the budget session with all the legislators from Wyoming. It was a month-long adventure, I would say. It was a lot of experience I got from it, and definitely a lot of fun for going to see something quite monumental in every year that we go and do this for general session and budget session. So it was really cool to go see it all kind of happen.
And so your role there, you actually worked in what they call the LSO, and could you tell us what that acronym stands for and what your role there was?
Yeah, so LSO stands for the Legislative Service Office, and when I was there, I was just an intern under them. So my role was just kind of help with legislators about what they needed help with, and then most of it was watching and observing their committees and then the actual sessions that they were in.
So you went down, and this was an opportunity that you actually had a chance to apply for, and you went through a process here at the college. You worked closely with Ellen Kreger going through this. Can you talk a little bit, how do you become an LSO?
It was definitely through the application. I mean, I think the application was in October all the way up November, I believe, and I just applied for it, and then they'd give me the opportunity to go for it, and so I did.
So, Dr. Kreger, could you talk a little bit about that process? What the you know, each year we have students who apply and are have to be accepted, and during that time they become a significant legislative aide, working closely not only with a legislative team but that whole legislative process. And can you talk about that a little bit, and then why you nurture this with students?
Sure. So, yeah, generally early in the fall, I identify some students who are in my Political Science 1000 class, which is the prerequisite to do this, and are interested in politics in Wyoming and maybe teaching in Wyoming. And through that process, we get the application together. It's pretty long. I mean, it's like several pages long. And one of the significant, I would say, obstacles is the finance, because the student actually has to live in Cheyenne for the entire month or 6 weeks. And so then we start working to figure out how to pay for this once the application goes through to the LSO. We have, in the past several years, had very generous support from our EWC Foundation, and this year as well, they supported Brandon, and then also from the EWC Student Senate. And then the LSO has a financial aid package as well. So the student goes down and lives in the LCCC dorm or whatever other housing they can find, and pretty much represents EWC the entire time. Another challenge is, of course, that the student has to be in either online classes or have instructors, professors who are willing to work with them, because they're literally gone for an entire month. So that's another thing that the student and I have to sort of work out as we go through that application process.
So, Brandon, if you could talk a little bit about what was that experience like? Was it difficult to keep up with your classes? How'd that whole process go?
For classes-wise, it wasn't too terribly difficult. Obviously, Kreger gave me a little bit of leeway when it came to my class. And then I had an effective substitute teaching class, which I just had to do my daily or weekly assignments on. And I'm now currently like trying to catch up on all my observation hours. For sure, it wasn't super hard to keep on my classes, as I don't have too many. But there was definitely a bit of a challenge when it came to balancing going to the like session and whatnot, and then homework and all that.
Well, when you were down there, let's talk about that experience. So, because you don't just stop being a student, you have to remain a student. And like you said, right now you're playing all the final catch up. And obviously, a special thank you to all the instructors who actually allow that so that you can go down and have this experience. What did you learn? What was the thing, the greatest takeaway or two or whatever you would like to share about this experience? And of course, seeing the legislature in action. I mean, it's part of the civic responsibility that I know Dr. Kreger takes very seriously and is excited to make sure these opportunities are there for students. But what did you take away from this whole experience?
I think one of my biggest takeaways was kind of an interesting one. When I went there, I didn't view it as a very political thing. It's kind of odd in that sense that it wasn't, as someone had mentioned when I was there, as DC politics, where it's a lot of contentious arguing back and forth just for hours and hours. A lot of it was they are willing to work with each other, I would say. And there was a lot I saw there was people working with each other, even if they were on different parties or different views, I would say. They would actually take in information from the other side and maybe give it to consideration. Something else I saw that they do really long days there. I mean, I'd seen them up at like 7 a.m. till like 12 p.m. or midnight just working on the stuff that they have to get done for this budget session. So that was definitely a lot of play in there, was how long they actually spend there, which was a complete surprise and a takeaway for me.
Now, you also had an opportunity, part of your role, and it's probably also being there for that long day, because there were sessions, you're saying, that not just even working, but sessions that ran till midnight, correct?
Yes.
And so when you look at some of the, what were some of the committees you had an opportunity to attend and be a part of?
Some of the committees I had attended were, so I went to Senate Agriculture, Minerals, Transportation, Education, and Judiciary. And then the House, I had gone to Education, Transportation, Agriculture, and Minerals, I believe.
And of course, at each one of those committees, there's obviously a lot of conversation. There's opportunities for bills that may be presented. And then, of course, with the joint appropriations, all those will end up filtering through the budgeting process. And, you know, after Wyoming is unique in the legislative process and in the fact that here it's practiced as a citizen government. Legislators are they have vocations and jobs, and then they all descend in that 1 month to work on a lot of critical pieces, right? And they do it every single year. So in that session, what were some of the things, you know, who were some of the individuals you had an opportunity to work with that are, you know, serving our state?
Okay, yeah. So I worked with mainly two, a senator and a representative. So I worked with Senator Steinmetz, who's obviously from Goshen County, and then I worked a little bit with Representative Smith, and there wasn't too much for me to work on. I had one project with Senator Steinmetz, but, I mean, I got to talk to them and kind of see their view, I suppose. And so, yeah, I got to work with them, and those are about the two I really worked with.
Outstanding. And Dr. Kreger, how many years have we been sending, the ability to support students going down? Because it's not a free experience. There's a lot of responsibility and cost that the student has to be able to accept and take on. Hence the support of the EWC Student Senate and the EWC Foundation is very helpful in that whole process. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we've been sending students down, at least in my experience, for about probably 10 to 15 years. And as you say, basically as soon as I have a student who's interested, I figure out the money, because it's such a transformational experience for students, you know, that real life on the ground politics in Wyoming that I just feel it's sort of my job to make sure that I can pull the funding together so that they can get this to happen. Some students need housing help. Some students need, you know, clothing. They have to be in business formal clothes every single day, for which for a lot of college students is a stretch. So anyway, I pretty much, once I have a student who's ready to do this, I find the money wherever that might come from. And again, generous support from the EWC Foundation and the Student Senate every year. This year, Brandon actually received a stipend from the LSO as well. And that sometimes happens depending on their funding. So,
absolutely. Well, Brandon, if we could, we're going to make a little local connection now. And you know, Patterson is not a name that is new or unique to Torrington. And can you tell us a little bit about, you know, obviously you have a relative who worked here at the college a few years ago. And actually, I shouldn't say that. He still does because he's still teaching with us. And that's your grandfather, Rick Patterson. And you came to EWC. And can you talk about that experience? Like, why'd you choose EWC?
I think a lot of it was, I mean, I had graduated from Thunder Basin High School in Gillette, Wyoming. I was planning on going to Gillette College, but, as a general, I'm not really a bigger town kind of person. I do like smaller towns, so coming to EWC, and my grandfather had also suggested it and told me about it, so that was definitely a big part of that. That was a lot of my choice, was that it's a bit of a smaller town. I'd grown up in Torrington a little bit, so it's kind of like a home connection, and I have family here.
Absolutely. And then obviously you get a lot of chance to spend some time with your grandparents and other family members here in Torrington. So you've enjoyed your experience at the EWC campus. Well, what's one of the things that you would really say is one of your favorite experiences here at the college?
Let's see. Definitely going to class, honestly. I really like learning at the college. A lot of the teachers and professors that I have are very good at their job. I mean, I learn a ton. I've learned a ton from, obviously, Dr. Krager. And I think a lot of it is just the learning aspect of it.
So what is your career goal? So let's, thinking about that experience, I know you have some career goals. And be candid, we were chatting just recently, and it's probably not to go into politics, right?
Not really, no.
So even though you're going to take that experience, why don't you share with the listening audience, what's your goal here? What type of degree are you working on, and what do you plan on doing in the future?
Yeah, so I'm working towards a secondary education degree and history, maybe political science as well. So the experience that I had at the legislative session was definitely defining, I would say, in the fact that I got to see a lot of the political science part and kind of be in the depths of it, I would say.
That's outstanding, and I always get excited when someone talks about entering the teaching profession, because it's not something that people... you know, I think you really do have to be very passionate about people, and you are, and you have to be very passionate about learning. You know, I would say not every student always steps up and says their favorite part of college is going to class. That's a very exciting thing to hear. But I'm going to say that's one thing I think is amazing about EWC, is we have so many amazing students here that really are here for their education first. And they may be here on an athletic team. They may be here just involved in a number of the judging teams. But whatever their career path or choice is, they're here to pursue their education. And so, Brandon, what's if we could bring this to a close, is there anything you'd like to just say, you know, on behalf of the EWC Foundation? Because, you know, they help support this activity as well as the EWC Student Senate.
Yeah, so give all my thanks to the Foundation and the Student Senate for giving me the opportunity and the funds to go do this for the month. And it was definitely a life-changing event in my life, I would say.
Absolutely. And we're glad you had an opportunity to be a part of that. So, Dr. Krager, if we could, you know, as we're bringing the program to a close, are there anything other things you'd like to share about this opportunity and what it really means for our students?
Well, I guess I just so appreciate the support of the college and in Goshen County. You know, when we get students down there and our folks who are going down to visit the legislature will ask for their cell numbers and get pictures with them. And it's just really nice that people support our students in these adventures and understand how incredibly important these kind of experiences are for our college students.
That's outstanding. Of course, for Senator Steinmetz and Representative Smith, for their willingness also to help take on students to be part of this process. And you're part of a contingent of students from around the state that actually descend on our Capitol during that legislative session. And we're glad you had an opportunity to be a part of that, proudly representing, you know, EWC, Goshen County, and our region. So, Brandon, we actually wish you all the best in your future. And we're excited to see where you're going to go. And have you made any final decisions about how much more time do you think you'll be here at EWC, and where do you plan on going after you graduate?
So I plan on spending the next year at EWC, finishing out the 2 years at EWC, and then I probably am planning on the University of Wyoming for the end of my teaching stuff.
Outstanding. And so we're going to be following your career and your future, and on who knows, maybe we'll be back here teaching right in our backyard, and that would be a very exciting thing. So, Brandon, again, we're glad you had an opportunity to be a part of this, and Dr. Kreger, thank you for leading this at our college annually. These are exciting things that our students have the ability to be a part of. So with that, we'll go ahead and close out this week of Lancer Live, and thank you very much, folks, and we'll see you next week.